Let's get back to it. Morning Hog Happy Hour on this Friday. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh interviewing at SR Perot Ward Headquarters. We are in the midst, right in the middle, in fact, of a very unique Sam Adams seasonal sampler. Six different flavors, only two bottles each. But I like that better. And then if you like those flavors, you chase them down. We've had three so far. Where are we going next?
So next up, we have a holiday white ale.
A white ale?
This is where we start getting into some of those winter spices and flavors.
Oh, here we go. All right. I want to wrap some presents. Why?
So this one is definitely only in the 12-pack varieties. So
oh, really?
If you like this one, you're going to have to buy the variety pack over and over and over.
This is a tea. I've had those occasions with some other brands and stuff where I've had to jump in and just buy a whole bunch of them to get six.
Do I smell cinnamon?
You do.
Yeah.
Good nose. Cinnamon, nutmeg, and orange peel.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, I got the orange on the back end a lot. Wow.
Holy moly, this is good.
What a surprise that is.
It almost is like a blue moon with some cinnamon and nutmeg in there.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Just so somebody has a comparison out there.
Oh, man. I want cinnamon toast. I want that to complement this.
Crunch, there you go.
Wow, that's really, that's a very unique and surprising flavor because the nose doesn't like say that it's going to have all that all those different flavors in it.
I really enjoyed
that. And it has a little bit of sweetness on the back end, which is nice. 5.8% alcohol, so once again, gets the job done. Something that keep you warm during the winter months.
That's really good. Wow. Yeah, that's I forget it is winter. I saw it'll be winter soon enough.
Got a couple days of cold, cool. Let me rephrase that. Cool weather.
Yes, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, cooler. Yeah. It's time. I mean, you really got to start. You got to, especially in Florida, you got to soak up the winter while you can get it for that week or two. So this would be a perfect complement beer to that. I like that a lot. What's next?
So we have the classic winter lager.
This is a regular, right, for Sam? Seasonal, right. I guess, right?
Correct. So you can get these in 12 packs and 6 packs, not just this variety pack. Clocks in at 5.6%. And I said the classic winter lager, but it's not really the classic anymore because they have reformulated it. They just want to kind of clean up these beers a little bit, make them a little bit crisper, a little bit brighter. That way they're not kind of heavy on the palate and something that you actually enjoy drinking more than one of.
Okay.
This is a little darker.
You can go deep into the 6 pack. Am I right, Guy? Am I right? That's my Boston thing. You like that?
No.
When we do more, you want me to do it a lot more?
Yes.
Okay. I got you in mid-sip right there.
Mid-sip.
Yeah, it's all timing.
Oh, wow.
All right,
this is tasty.
So this one has very similar flavor profile to the one we just tried, the Holiday White Ale, but it finishes much, much maltier. So a lot more sweetness, a little bit of caramel on the back end there. It has some, like I said, similar, so cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel on this one.
Wow.
But that finish makes it completely different.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of like a Hefeweizen or like the Oktoberfest beers.
So that maltiness in it is like a Marzen style.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the Marzen style.
Yeah, so you're getting that caramel.
But it's very effervescent right there. I mean, there's a lot, you know, when you get that on your tongue,
y'all stop using such big words.
I know. Please, come on. Got to get my Scrabble points when I can. I like that a lot. That again, that's a very complex stuff. So this is a retooled version.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All right. That one I enjoy a lot.
Well, they did a good job with their tools over there at Sam Adams. Sadly, only one left, but something fun on the back end here.
Nice purple labeled bottle. We got the Holiday Porter.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Guy's very excited.
I like me some porters. And you know where I can find this beer?
Where?
srprot.com/beerfinder.
Oh!
Go.
You're right. That's right. I had to trade him.
So, clocks in 5.8%. So, all these beers, except for the Sam 76, are all over 5%.
Okay.
All the way up to 6.5%. You know, the first thing I'm noticing is the color on it's a little bit lighter than most porters, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. That means it won't be nearly as bitter and coffee-like. It'll have a little bit more of the lightness to it.
Okay.
And only 40 IBUs. This one is smooth.
Getting a lot more nutty malt.
This is delicious.
There you go. Yep. This would be great, you know, next to a fire when it gets a little bit cooler out and we can finally start getting some fires going.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of late night drinking in front of the fire.
Oh, really? Really? Write that down if somebody got
you. I'm a huge fan of you inviting me over to drink beer with you in front of a fire. A
Christmas present
anytime,
for
Anytime, buddy.
Yes.
Backyard's all set up now.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good.
So the porter, the holiday ale, and the IPA will all be exclusive to the variety pack,
right.
But the winter lager, the Boston lager, and the Sam 76 will all be available in 6 or 12 packs.
And this particular sampler is available, I guess, all the way through the holidays. We won't say the end of the year, technically, but I guess the holidays, right?
You might see these on the shelves starting this week. I know we're still, you know, kind of going through some of the fall beers. So just keep an eye out. They should be starting the shelves this week. And then, like you said, they'll continue all the way through the winter months.
So you can head out to your Total Wines, your boutique places, and look for them. But say, you know, Sam's accessible in most places. If you find a store that's not selling Sam Adams, they're doing it wrong.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's right. Tell them to call Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot headquarters and get stuff right. They'll set you up. That's a great little palette of flavors. I feel like we have, in the same way that Bob Ross painted those beautiful little dainty trees and seagulls and mountain ranges, I feel like you two just painted a beer palette. And I just want to lick it. It's good. It's real good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to that, cheers.
Cheers.